Reading. Essay. Part 1. They walk toward me in the cemetery in a little town in Wyoming where we have just buried my mother. Linda, Carol, and Beverly, my mother's nurses. Mom's osteoporosis had shrunk her from her proud 5'4" to barely 5 feet. Arthritis had turned her hands into claws. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which tethered her to an oxygen machine hidden discreetly behind a living room chair, had caused congestive heart failure. She was on enough medicines to fill the biggest plastic container the drugstore carried. I lived many guilty miles away in New England, and my brother was a full day's drive south in Colorado. Dad took care of Mom, and it had become a full-time job. The only time he really got away was just after dawn, while Mom was still asleep. He would meet an old friend for a quick round of golf on the rough public course where the fairways were sagebrush and weeds and the greens were beige sand.